God bless you, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Today is a special day, a wonderful day, a most promising day that the Lord has already created and made for us all. I'm glad you are able to join me in here today on this Blog Talk Radio event for Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. I would that you would go with me for a word of prayer to the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Christ Jesus for your blessings, your love, and your power. We thank you for your anointing, God. We pray that you come in, God, to destroy the yokes of bondage of our minds, that you will continue to heal our lands, God. Jesus, meet our needs. Fix the situations in our lives, God, like only you can do. Lord, we understand that you're not just going to do it for us, but you're going to send forth your help, your comforter, your paraclete, God, the Holy Ghost. We appreciate you, God, for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power, Lord, to overcome, Jesus, as you have already overcame. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord, for your glory. And we just pray, God, that you just set your hands, continue upon our lives, and God, do what you do best. And let's take over, Jehovah. Lord, we thank you for your love. And we pray for your patience, God. And we pray that you open up our ears and our minds and our hearts to a newer and a greater understanding from you. And Father, I just pray that you use me as a vessel just for you, God. In the name of Christ Jesus, we love you. We thank you for all things. Bless God and amen. Yes, today, we are excited to know that the Lord is our shepherd and he's helping us and keeping us and blessing us in every way that we go and are and be. I do apologize for what happened on last week. I don't know what was going on. The service was crossed up, but now we're back. And while we're back, we're going to let God have his way. Today, we're going to be coming from Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 46. Verses 24 through 28. Then we're going to also skip over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Bless God. We want to talk about today knowing that God is saving and sparing his people from their Egypt place. Saving and sparing his people from their Egypt place. If anybody know anything about Egypt, they know that we know that, oh God, that it was a place that with the Israel people were in, the Jews were in, they were in a place that were of harm and hard taskmasters and laborers that were, oh God, so mean and vindictive and foul and vile toward the men and women of God who were just trying to be what God created them to be from the very beginning. But somehow they went into slavery and the Lord wanted to bring them out and show them, look, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're going through, I am the God of my word. I am a God of promise. I know how to deliver you in the time accepted. Oh, God, let's go there. Jeremiah 46, verse 24. It says, the daughter of Egypt shall be confounded. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saith, behold, I will punish the multitude of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their kings, even Pharaoh, and all them that trust in him. Wow. I will deliver into the hand of those that seek their lives and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterwards it shall be inhabited as in the days of old, saith the Lord. Verse 27, but fear not thou, O my servants, Jacob, and be thou not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. I will make a full end of all nations, whether I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Jesus. Now let's go over here. Let's go over here to 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, yes, Lord. Beginning at the, yes, the first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel of power be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them, oh God, Jesus, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. The word of God for the people of God. We got to understand there are so many trials, so many burdens, so many things that are going on in our lives. My fiance and I have been studying about the book of Ecclesiastes and some things that were going on. And, oh, God, it seems like there was some unbreakable bond, some unbreakable spell, some unbreakable curses that were going on in the lives of the people. And a lot of times we've been hit on every side so hard, so, oh, God, strength was so, it was such a magnitude of, oh, God, power, a burst of dynamite that we would never, ever come back from the explosive, oh, God, irritations of this life. But God said, no, I have something greater for my people. He said, I'm your shepherd, so I need you to know that whatever I tell you, it is truth and not lie. I'm the one who molds and holds everything in my hands. I know the way that you're going to take. He told them, just as he told even Jeremiah early on, he said, look, I know the plans I have towards you. Oh, God, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you, thoughts of, oh, God, that are not evil but are good, to give you an expected end. There is something greater that I have in store for my people. I just need you to hold on just a little while longer. But we have to understand something. Even in holding on a little while longer, we get weary in well-doing. Well, what do you mean, prophet? Well, we get weary in well-doing because the devil, oh, God, decides that he wants to deal with time. And because time is such an element that is against us all, because we all know that once one day we will die just as sure as we have been, oh, God, alive, my God. And because time is not really on our side as it is supposed to be in our mind or in our hearts, Jesus, then Satan knows this. So what he does is he comes and he meticulously does some things, and he maliciously and, oh, God, deceptively does some things that are going to, oh, God, cause us to have some harm to our mind, to our body, to our hearts, and to our souls. The way he gets in is, oh, God, it's so easy, because a lot of times we get weary in well-doing. So, therefore, in getting weary in well-doing, we begin to complain. See, these children of Israel, the children of God, he brought them out of where they were. They were in a hard-pressed place in a far country. Oh, Jesus, but God said, look, I saw you afar off. I knew the day that I was going to deliver you from the hands of the enemy. Oh, God. He said, but I wanted to know where your heart was. How was your attitude going to be? You know, it determines your altitude, which blesses your attitude, oh, God. And God said, I want to make you a people that is so brilliant, so great in my sight that nobody, oh God, can look at you and call you cursed, but everybody has to call you blessed. So you have to understand, we were also the children of Abraham. And he explained very well to Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you and make you a father of many nations. Good God. And all of these people were the people of Abraham that came from his loin, oh God, that came from his nation, that came from his nationality, that came from his livelihood. Jesus, though we were all born under Adamic persuasion and opinion of man, Jesus, but God himself, he came and brought, oh God, a Spirit, Jesus, even in the Old Testament, to help man in his righteousness. Huh? He brought Abraham, he brought Melchizedek, he showed them what to do, how to do, and what to do. He said, if you will just only be obedient and hold on to the promise that I have given you, you won't have to worry about the devil much longer. Oh, Jesus, he said, I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to give you a place of peace. I'm going to give you a place of joy. I'm going to help you and satisfy your mind. I'm going to bring your heart back from the hard place, oh God, of the desert. I'm going to show you that the devil can only do you, oh God, harm for so long. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of time God plans for that to happen simply because he wants his people to turn to him fully, wholly, and completely. And a lot of times we don't understand how we need to check ourselves and show forth our righteousness unto God. Jesus, I'm not just here by no incident or accident. God put us here for a purpose. Thank you, God. And when we understand what the purpose is that God has put us here for, thank you, Jesus, then we can understand that God, Jesus, is going to get the glory out of our lives. David stated so very well in 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. He said, oh, God, what can man do unto me? He said, I bind the devil and rebuke the devil. That means I had to stop and block, oh, God, and make him be ineffective and inefficient in anything concerning my life. God said, well, okay, David, since you want to give me the praise, you want to give me the glory, you want to give me the honor, let me do something for you. I'm going to rebuke kings for your sake. My God, I'm going to rebuke preachers, whatever, bring it closer to home, preachers, pastors, and leaders, evangelists, prophets, and apostles, and all of these men and women of God who God have called, thank you, Jesus, but have somewhat got beside themselves. I call these men or these women to do some things, thank you, Jesus, to bless you and not to hurt you, but because they got beside themselves, oh, God, getting stuck up and caught up in pride and vanity, oh, God, and all got all types of vexations of the flesh, then now I got to come and rebuke them for your sake. Yes, Lord, but I'm not going to let them ride up on your head, make you feel like you are nothing, make you feel like you're less than they are. The devil is a liar. I put them in place so they can help you. Jesus, notice the Bible told us also in Ephesians. He said, Jesus, I came, I sent down the apostles, the prophets, I sent down the elders, the leaders, I sent down, Jesus, the teachers, for the edifying of the saints of the church, not for you to be, oh God, over them to make them feel like you're, you know, they're inferior or superior to you, inferior to you. I made them, oh God, to what they're supposed to help my people grow, flourish, prosper, oh God, and increase in all of their living and all of their doing. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't put you in a place where, oh God, you were supposed to be the big man in charge, the big woman in charge. I told you to come down to the earth to show forth my glory, show forth my righteousness, show forth my holiness to all men that the Lord is at hand. Yes, Lord. Oh God, Jesus. But see, now I got to turn the tide to help my people because somehow somebody blinked and they caused my people to stumble, to fall, to stutter, to be stupid, to be, oh God, stammered in their growth. Thank you, Jesus. But God said, you got to understand, I'm the God. I'm the Lord God of your shepherd. I'm the, your shepherd. I'm the Lord God of your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, if you just pray for a spirit to discern, oh, God, unto me, I will show you what the devil is trying to do. Jesus, I will expose him to you, oh, God, but I will hide you from him. Thank you, Jesus. I will keep you under the mighty, oh, God, the almighty of my wings, the shelter of my wings. Thank you, God. I will keep you thrusted in the place where you'll be in the pavilion looking out, but he can't look in. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me. And he said, I'm going to bless you in the way. All you got to do when the devil try to come up on you with this timetable thing that he likes to use against you, oh, God, you know how he get in your ear. Well, it seems like the bill is overdue. The bill is long due. Thank you, Jesus. God, Lord, I don't have the money. I don't have the resources, the finances. I don't have anything to help me get through this storm. My God, but God said, hold up, hold up, hold up. up when the enemy come in like a flood. Thank you, Jesus. I the Lord, your God, will lift up a standard against them. Yes, Lord. But I need for you to learn how to raise your praise. Well, how do I raise my praise? Well, the Bible said, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Thank you, Jesus. And because God cares for me, thank you, God, I'm going to lift my hands. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to shout for joy. Yes, God. I'm going to rejoice regardless of what the situation looks like. I'm going to keep paying my tithes and keep paying my offering. Yes, Lord. I'm going to show forth the glory of God unto all the enemies that are around me. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I may have slipped and did something wrong with the money, but God, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. Yes, God. I thank you for your delivering power. I thank you for keeping me in this hour and in this storm of my life. Thank you, God. But God said, don't you worry about that. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, it was just a test of time for the trial that you're going through. Yes, Lord. It was just to see if you were going to turn back to the bottle. It was just to see if you're going to turn back to the street. It was just to see if you're going to turn back to prostitution. It was just to see if you're going to turn back to selling drugs. It was just to see if you're going to turn back to gambling. Don't worry, because you stood the test of time. Yes, God. You were troubled on every side, but don't even worry about that. I'm going to take care of that. You were perplexed, but don't even worry about that. I done made sure your feet don't be straight now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I took away the confusion out of your mind and put it on the enemy. Yes, God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. So now, therefore, my God, imagine this is raining so powerfully, so now in your mind and in your life, because you've gotten yourself back on course, you begin to shout, show, because you know that I'm still in control. Yes, Lord, you begin to pray for a spirit to discern what is right and what is wrong. Because now we're living in a day and times where they're calling right, wrong, and wrong right. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you got this gay one over here. You got that gay one over there. You got this homosexual over here, that homosexual over there. You got this, oh, God, half heterosexual over here, this half heterosexual over here. You don't know whether to be homosexual, bisexual, or transsexual. Get yourself together and get out of my face, Jesus. Oh, God, but they call it right, wrong, and wrong, right. But it's okay for two men to get married, Jesus, and adopt children. Oh, God, help me. It's all right for two women to get married and adopt children and make it sure that their life is going to be all right. But God said, no, I'm snatching back my children. I'm snatching back my people. I'm preserving my people. Yes, God, there are some things that I call my saints to do. I'm looking for y'all to raise up and shout, show, oh, God, in the devil face. I'm looking for y'all to go to the White House or just form a mass circle, oh, God, in your community and start praying against the things that they're doing in the White House, in the Senate, in the government, oh, God, even in the Federal Bureau. The devil is a lie. He said, I own all of these things. I am God, and I change not. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. But if I hear the cries of my people, if I hear the cries of my saints, if I hear the cries of my children, oh, God, you got every kind of rumor of war and war going on in your home, around the land, in your house, Jesus, at the school, at your job, to God. If your husband get with you, if your wife get with you, and they begin to grab your hand and pray, there's some things that got to change. If you just get your children up in the morning, come on, let's pray. Let's tell God to turn it around. Thank God for bringing us up out of our Egypt place. Yes, God, our dry place, our desolate place, our hard work for a place. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for setting us up, Jesus, greater than what we were at first. Thank you for bringing us up higher than what we ever have been in our life. Help us not to ever forget that it is you who have made us and not we ourselves. It is you who is blessing us in the way. It is you who is keeping us every day. It is you who are guiding us, God, and helping us along the way. Yes, God. Jesus, I give everything to you. I take off my glory, take off my joy, because I put on your joy. I put on your glory. I put on your victory. I put on your triumphancy, because I know that it's nothing but you who's going to see me through this, oh, God, crazy deal. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, I thank you, God, Jesus, for cleaning out my ears and keeping my heart sober and, oh, God, keeping my mind vigilant, staying on you, God, through prayer, through fasting, through, oh, God, worshiping and praising your holy name. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus, you told me to pray without ceasing. Oh, God, Jesus, I don't understand how it is, God. You start on the fast or you start on the prayer list and you start on a prayer time, but then all of a sudden you got every kind of distraction in the world that try to bother you or break up what you're doing. Oh, God, Jesus, it's become chaotic in your mind. It becomes chaotic in your life, Jesus, and everything all of a sudden the devil is just wreaking havoc and, oh, God, causing all types of disturbances in your life. Jesus, oh, God, said you need to check yourself. Oh, God, get back on the wheel. Stay back on the wall. Get back up there and praise me some more. Praise me some more. Praise me some more. Glorify me some more. glorify me some more. Shout to me some more. Talk to me some more. Oh, God, pray unto me some more. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't like I don't see it, but I want you to talk to me about it. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he told Isaiah, he said, come, let us reason one with another. He said, tell me all about it. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to work it out for you. Jesus, that means God ain't going to do it. He's going to help us to do it. Yes, God. Jesus. So he said, stop being lazy and stop being a do-nothing and stop being a slow bunny and start doing something with yourself. If you come to me, I will come to you. If you help yourself to me, I will help myself to you. I told you I will reject any that come unto me, but you got to make a step first. Thank you, Jesus. I've already made my step. I sent my son and I sent the Holy Ghost to help you with the power that you need. Thank you, God. And that's the problem, because time is constantly easing on back, slipping on back. It's like the year is almost over with already. Thank you, Jesus. And half of us have not done any other New Year's resolutions that we set out a plan to do from the very beginning since last year. Good God. But God said, don't you worry about a resolution. I got the solution. Good God. Jesus, if you just pray, hey, glory to God. If you honor me, thank you, Jesus. If you lift up my name, oh God, from the earth, I draw all men, yes, God, unto me, yes, God. But quit trying to think that it's all about you. Stop being so self-centered. Stop being so self-absorbed. Stop being so self-righteous. Stop being so stuck on stupid. Yes, God. Tell Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Well, he told you in Jeremiah, the fourth chapter, he said, my people have become sadish. Well, what you mean? Stupid. Why? What happened, God? Because you start looking at you and start looking at me. You ain't nobody without me. Good God, today. Jesus, but you got to get yourself together. Oh, God. He said, I created you, made you fearfully and wonderfully made in my sight, in my presence, in my eyes. My God. So if they talk about you, you talk about you. You talking about me. Good God. It's one thing for, oh God, you to be able to fight against the enemy and have God to back you up. But it's a totally different thing for you to fight against God and ain't got nobody to help you, Jesus. But God said, get yourself together. Help me to help you. I'm going to save you. I'm going to touch you. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to bring you up and out of the bondage that you've been in. I'm going to bring you up and out of the captivity that you've been in. They didn't want to give you a raise, but don't worry about it. Promotion comes from me anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Not from the east, not from the west, not from the south, but it comes from God. Yes, Lord. The Father who sits high and looks low. Jesus, who, oh God, has no respect of persons. Who, oh God, who has all sources of light for everything that you need. Thank you, Jesus. Huh, God? So now he has to illuminate our minds. He has to illuminate our hearts. He has to help us, God. Jesus, oh God. He said, if you seek it, just speak it. If you start seeing what you want to see, start speaking it out your mouth. Start telling me what it is that you need. Tell me what you want. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. And Lord, help my needs line up with your desires. Line up with your desires. Lord, I'm trying to do what you asked me to do, but God, I don't want to go by myself. I don't want to go alone, Jesus. I don't want to make the wrong decision. I made you my husband, man. I made you my vine dresser. I made you, oh God, the King of my kings, the Lord of my lords. Yes, God, everything else around me will fail, but everything I do for you, that's the only thing that's going to last. So because I am, God, and because I is, and because I will, because I know you are the one, thank you, Jesus, for me to look up to, from which comes my help. Yes, God, because all my help coming from you, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my help. I give you my strength. I'm saying this day. I'm saying that because you said, say it in righteousness. You said if it's your will, then you will do it for me. You said, God, if I just ask in your son, Jesus' name, it shall be given unto me. I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't got to wonder about it. I ain't got to cry about it. I ain't got to pout about it. I ain't got to whine about it. Thank you, Jesus. But God, you said if I just ask in your son, Jesus' name, believing in my heart, it shall be done unto me. You said it. Thank you, God. And I appreciate it because you told me about respect you, walk upright before you, fear your name, treat you the way you want me to treat you and the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. You said you will cause men to give unto my bosom. Yes, Lord. So therefore, I'm resting in you, God. I'm trusting in you, God. Oh, God, I'm understanding your word, God, more. I'm reading your word, God, because I need your help even the more. So, God, I'm depending and leaning totally upon you. My confidence is in you. I don't walk no other way. I don't talk no other way. Everything about me is new because you said, oh, God, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. All things, old things, O-L-D things have passed away. And behold, all things, A-L-L, all things have become new. Thank you, God. So because all things have become new, I walk in the newness of life. I talk in the newness of life. I look in the newness of life. I smell in the newness of life. Oh, God, I eat in the newness of life. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus, I know that without a doubt you're going to bring me out of this one. Yes, God. It doesn't matter what the devil bring up on me. It doesn't matter what you bring up on me. Yet, what I trust you, God. I won't lose my integrity because my boss want to act retarded with me. I won't lose my integrity or lose my character because my children or my husband or my wife want to get out of sync with me. It's all right, God. You bless them. Help them to stay in alignment with you, God. Keep my mind in the right place with you. Lord, I don't know no other help but from you, and I appreciate you for your help. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord, that I can put my trust in you. Yes, God. I thank you, Lord, that my ability is not debilitated. Yes, God, my man's sense or my man's hand, because, God, you are a limitless God, a God who blesses the, oh, God, the just and the unjust. And for this, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, for your keeping power. Thank you, God, for making me new, God. Jesus, Jesus. And they said, oh, God, everything about me was dead, but the devil is lying. Oh, Jesus, everything God said I give life to, I give it because I love it. Yes, God. And because, God, I thank you for a new day. It's a new life. For new life, for new strength. For new strength, for new health. For new health and for new help. Yes, God. Lord, I appreciate you, God, for bringing us up and for bringing us out. Yes, God. See, that's how you got to pray. That's what you got to tell God. Jesus, you got to let him know who he is to you. Oh, God, Jesus, he said if you keep your mind stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Why? Because we trust in God. Because he is our everlasting strength. He is our Jah. He is our Jehovah. Yes, God. Our Jehovah Rapha, our Jehovah Shammah. Yes, Lord. He is our Jehovah Nisi. Yes, God. So I don't have to worry about what man say that I can't have, because man can't do anything, Jesus, but give me what God make him to give me. Yes, Lord. So all God wants us to do is hold up the right bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ and to never let him down, to show him that we are appreciative of what he's done and what he is doing for us in this hour. People are dying around us everywhere. Yes, my heart goes out for those four, five children that got killed. Jesus, but God said I'm still in control of even that. Yes, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your hope. We thank you for your help. We thank you for your power and your reaching power. We pray, God, that you just forever be glorified in what we do. Lord, you see the chaotic things that are going on in this world, but some things you said must need be before Jesus even come back. So for this, God, we thank you. Help us not to lose heart. Help us not to grow faint, God, but help us to hold on and to go stronger in you, God. Help us to be moved, God, by your spirit and to be led by your spirit, because your word said, your word declared, for as many as are led by the spirit of God are the sons of God. So, God, for this, we appreciate you, God, for calling us your son, calling us your own, and we call you our own in Jesus' name. We appreciate you and we honor you, God, and it is so. Bless God. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus, and we pray that God is glorified in all that we do. Bless God. Amen. Y'all be encouraged. God bless you. I love you, and I thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you tune in next week at 5:30, the same time. God bless you as we go higher.